It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Wow, what a sting. The Chemical Brothers.
Wow, yeah, yeah. They just keep going, eh?
First thing in the morning. Hey, welcome, Maria.
Hey, thank you very much, Johnny.
What on earth are we reviewing or chatting about this morning?
Well, this morning we're looking at a TV series, actually, from Denmark, and it's called The Legacy, but in Danish it actually translates literally as The Heirs. And, of course, when Rob Bollocks was talking about sperm whales before and whaling and things like that... Of course, Scandinavia still does whaling.
Okay,
you know,
but that's quite cultural. It's quite cultural for them. They've been doing it from the year dot. It's not right, but thank you.
Anyway, this series is not about whaling, which is great. Otherwise, it would have been quite a hard watch, I'd imagine. This is series three of a very popular Danish TV series, and of course, it's full of amazingly good jerseys.
Is it? I think the Scandinavians traditionally do like really good bleak sort of viewing. Is this kind of in the same realm? Because they're not quite as far north as their Scandinavian cousins, so maybe they see a bit more sunlight and, you know, warmer weather than the other Scandos. So are they pushing the boat out? Is it heavy subject matter?
It's pretty heavy subject matter, and the colour cast is quite cool. So yeah, it still looks pretty icy, despite it having a little more sunshine than Norway, for example. It's about a group of children, really, who, you know, whose inheritance. There are four kids in the family, and they come from this line of wealth, I suppose, and they have this incredible manor house. And all the children come together when the parents die, and this is the third series whereby all these dramas. It's just a soap opera, really. But a Danish one, and everyone's really, really stylish.
Lots of money, deceased family, everyone probably trying to...
Bickering and kind of
like
issues.
Dallas.
And Dallas. Yeah. Glamorous in a whole different way. Glamorous in a kind of Scandinavian way.
The TV series itself is just one, like, cleans up at the Scandinavian Television Awards.
Big time, yeah. This has been like... I don't think there's even a comparison here. It's been a national success in Denmark.
Is it like a new era of The Bold and the Beautiful? Or except Scandinavia? Or?
Yeah, maybe so. It's screened on Danish national television, which is called DR1, if that's of any consequence to anybody. And it's all about, you know, the trouble that's caused by wealth and, you know, the lust and greed that occurs. There was a program around in the late 80s, maybe even early 80s, called Falcon's Crest, which you probably wouldn't remember, but... It was all about, you know, a rich Italian family and the state bickering and having affairs and all that type of thing. So if you're into that kind of human emotional drama, this is certainly a good way to spend time.
What else? So this is obviously Danish. What else in the Danish realm is worth investigating? Is there anything else other than this? I think the classics are... Is The Killing or Borgen, are they both Danish?
The Killing, I think, is. It's a little bit like a pop quiz. I'm not sure. Of course, what happens with Danish films is that you get... immediately, I think of Lars von Trier, for example, who is a master of bleak, long, dark. You know, this is actually a geography that suffers from a lack of light a lot of the time, so it's kind of reflected in the art, or the film, or the TV series in this case.
And do I need to speak Danish to watch it? No? Subtitles?
It's got subtitles, and no, I think you'd totally get the gist. You'd certainly like some of the attire.
The aesthetic.
It's really kind of good quality, and, you know, really chiselled faces. And
that's something. The Scandinavians definitely are a good-looking race of people.
They are, and they're terribly open-minded. So, you know, in this particular family, everyone's sort of arty and liberal and has done eccentric things that are very much embraced. So that's not the issue. You know, like, it's more to do with just personal emotions, which is kind of funny because you don't really think necessarily of the Scandinavians as being particularly emotional, maybe, in a traditional stereotype. So the characters, they're very complex, flawed, they're very real. And they have very real relationships that I guess are relatable across the board because, you know, deep down they're all humans. You get to see quite a lot of beautiful Scandinavian interiors and some exteriors.
Oh, IKEA. It's like an
it's
IKEA,
basically
right?
Like an IKEA TV series, yeah. And sibling rivalry, of course, is something that people relate to. This has been very well received. If you fancy having a little bit of a look at... and Borgen is Danish, you're quite right.
Right.
Hey, yeah, it's important to remember that everyone is rich and white.
Everyone's rich and white.
Series
and
as well, yeah.
Well, actually, a little while ago I was reading, because, you know, I'm a huge Emmerdale fan.
Yes.
And they reckon in soap operas there's only 7 storylines. And they just rework them. I don't know what those 7 storylines are, but apparently that's all there are. So there you go, tap it out. It's quite an interesting fact.
Storylines of soap operas. Guess who's Googling right now?
Yeah. I don't know whether that's true. I think it's true. They never lie on Emmerdale.
That's true, they don't. Yep, you're right. Everything ever written boiled down to 7 plots.
There you
courtesy
go.
Courtesy of the Telegraph.
Oh, I know shit.
You sure do. Oh, that's great. We could start our own.
You've got all the storylines in front of you.
Yeah, the studio at BFM.
Hey, we've actually got a giveaway. We've got a copy of The Legacy Season 3 on DVD to give away.
Which is much better than getting just one film, because you can sit down and binge watch this, right?
And you can, of course, you get a season free. So,
and there'll be extras
as well,
I'd imagine.
Grab the first two.
That's right, yeah. Yep, nice and easy.
Good night.
Pretty great thing to take to a batch.
Yeah,
over
of course.
A weekend or something.
Yeah, totally.
And leave it there.
And leave it there for the next person. Yeah. Just so, in case they're sick of hot weather in the summer in Auckland or surrounds.
Oh, we've got a phone call. So what we might do is we'll wrap it up there and we'll... Or should we take it to air? Yeah. Good morning, BFM.
Morning, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, and yourself?
You're good. You sound like you just got out of bed.
Oh, my God, literally.
You have? Just turned on the radio and you're like, oh, I just need to get a DVD.
Oh. Well, you know, Maria Walls does have a terribly sexy radio voice, don't you think?
Yeah, she's an amazing voice. It's actually a really great morning voice. I'm like, that's good. Hey, so you can...
And then I muck it up.
Rob's voice is great as well, actually.
Hey, what are you talking about, darling?
Oh, Mum, Addie, I told you, don't phone me at work.
Hey, I'll take you off air, and that's... That copy of The Legacy Season 3 on DVD, all the way from Denmark. Denmark is all yours.
So it's Danish, right?
Danish.
Yes.
Cool. Hey, cheers.
Thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.